Regina Caeli, laetare, alleluia, quia quem mero pisti portare, alleluia, resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia, ora pro nobis Dei, alleluia.
This is Glory Latin Mass Radio and Blog Talk, the shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Cleveland, Texas. Father Christopher, Ordinance Predicatorum, presiding at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, the most sacred heart of Jesus. Mass. Prayer before Mass by St. Ambrose of Milan. Lord Jesus Christ, I approach your banquet table in fear and trembling, for I am a sinner, and I dare not rely on my own worth, but only on your goodness and mercy. I am defiled by my many sins in body and soul, and by my unguarded thoughts and words. Gracious God of majesty and all, I seek your protection. I look for your healing. Poor troubled sinner that I am, I appeal to you, the fountain of all mercy. I cannot bear your judgment, but I trust in your salvation. Lord, I show my wounds to you and uncover my shame before you. I know my sins are many and great, and they fill me with fear. But I hope in your mercies, for they cannot be numbered. Lord Jesus Christ, eternal King, God and man, crucified for mankind, look upon me with mercy and hear my prayer, for I trust in you. Have mercy on me, full of sorrow and sin, for the depth of your compassion never ends. Praise to your saving sacrifice, offered on the wood of the cross for me and for all mankind. Praise to the noble and precious blood, flowing from the wounds of my crucified Lord Jesus Christ, and washing away the sins of the whole world. Remember, Lord, your creature, whom you have redeemed with your blood. I repent my sins, and I long to put right what I have done. Merciful Father, take away all my offenses and sins. Purify me in body and soul, and make me worthy to taste the Holy of Holies. May your body and blood, which I intend to receive, although I am unworthy, be for me the remission of my sins, the washing away of my guilt, the end of my evil thoughts, and the rebirth of my better instincts. May it incite me to do the works pleasing to you and profitable to my health in body and soul, and be a firm defense against the wiles of my enemies. Amen.
Asperges me, Domine, his apo et mundabor, lapabis me, et super nivem de ababor, miserere mei Deus, secundum magnam misericordiam tuam. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicuet in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Asperges mei.
Ostende nobis Domine misericordiam tuam, et salutari tuam da nobis. Domine exaudi rationem meam, et clamor meas a te veniat. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. Oremos. Exaudi nos Domini Sancti Pater, omnipotens eterni Deus, et mitere digneris sanctum angelum tuum de celis, qui custodiat, fobiat, protegat, visitet, atque defendat omnes habitantes in hoc tabernaculo, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Actiones nostras quae sumus Domine, aspirando per bene et adiuvando pro secere, ut cuncta nostra operatio a te semper incipiat, et per te coepta finiatur, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Confita mihi Domino quoniam bonus, quoniam in saeculum misericordiam. Eius. Confiteor Deo omnipotenti, et beate Maria semper Virgini, et beato Dominico Patri nostro, et omnibus sanctis et vobis fratres, quia peccavi nimus cogitatione, locutione, opere et omissione, mea culpa, precor vos orare pro me. Amen. Misereatur vestri omnipotens Deus, et dimittat vobis omnia peccata vestra, liberat vos ab omni malo, salvet et confirmet in omni opere bono, et perducat vos ad vitem aeternum. Absolutionem et remissionem omnium peccatorum vestrorum tribuat vobis, omnipotens et misericors Dominus. Adjutorium nostrum in nomine Domini, qui fecit caelum et terram. Afferre nobis Domine, cunctos iniquitatis nostras, ut ad sancta sanctuorum puros meriamur mentibus introire, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Cogitationes cogitis eius in generatione et generationem nem ut eruat amor. Mass, Orum. Et alat, os in pace. Alleluia. Alleluia. Exaltate justi in Domino, rectos decet collaudatio. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Christe te eleison. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Gloria in excelsis Deo, et in terra pax hominibus bone voluntatis. Laudamus te, benedicimus te, adoramus te, glorificamus te. Gratias agamus tibi, propter magnam gloriam tuam, Domine, Deus rex celestis, Deus pater omnipotens, Domine Filii Unigenite. Jesu Christe, Domine Deus, Agnus Dei, Filius Patris, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis, qui tollis peccata mundi, suscipe deprecationem nostram, qui sedes ad dexteram patris, miserere nobis, quoniam tu solus sanctus, tu solus dominus, tu solus altissimus, Jesu Christe, cum sancto spiritu, in gloria Dei, Amen. Nominus vobiscum, ad cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
Lord God, give us the strength and love of the heart of your Son, that by becoming one with him, we may have eternal salvation.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
A reading from the Epistle of St. Paul, the Apostle, to the Ephesians. Brethren, to me, the very least of all the holy ones, this grace was given, to preach to the Gentiles the inscrutable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for all what is the plan of the mystery hidden from ages past in God, who created all things, so that the manifold wisdom of God may now be made known through the church to the principalities and authorities in the heavens. This was according to the eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness of speech and confidence of access through faith in him. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that he may grant you, in accord with the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner self, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
Deo gratias. Ducis et minus propter hoc legem dabite lin quantibus in
Alleluia. Domini sit in corde meo, et in labiis meis, ad pronunciandum sanctum evangelium pacis.
Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. Lectio sancti evangelii, secundum Matteum. Gloria tibi, Domine. At that time, since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one. The Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken, and they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first, and then of the other one, who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus, and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. An eyewitness has testified, and his testimony is true. He knows that he is speaking the truth, so that you also may believe. For this happened so that the scripture passage might be fulfilled. Not a bone of it will be broken. And again, another passage says, they will look upon him whom they have pierced.
Per Evangelica dicta, deliantur nostras delicta.
We celebrate this feast of the most sacred heart of Jesus in profound thanksgiving and the joy of the Holy Spirit that Deus providavit, God will provide, God has always provided and is providing. Providing, in my particular instance, simply as an example, but for all of us who are so deeply blessed by God to experience his providence through the most sacred heart of Jesus, all of us, but in particular myself, blessed as priest and religious in proclaiming the good news as a Dominican. God has provided through his Holy Spirit. And in the beginning, the wonderful vocation God knowing me from the womb and calling me to the priesthood and the wondrous religious life of the Order of Preachers and Saint Dominic. The priesthood, like baptism, once bestowed, can never be taken away in all eternity, not even by God himself. So much the less by men themselves, evil men, whether against another priest or their own priesthood through sinning mortally, sacrilegiously against this inestimable spiritual gift of God to act as a priest, the order of Melchizedek. You are a priest forever to act sacrilegiously in persona Christi, in celebrating the sacraments of Christ, as we are taught in Catholic grade school by the sisters, in my instance, the Sisters of Mercy, the Baltimore Catechism. A sacrament is instituted by Christ, visible symbol instituted by Christ to give grace. So it is with all joy, humbly but in exaltation, that we celebrate this holy sacrifice of the Mass as priest and religious, acting in persona Christi, for blessings showered, blessings given by God. Deus providet, God will provide. And we see that most especially in the most sacred heart of Jesus. God, who is love, the Gospel of John tells us God is love, loves us, not in a romantic Hollywood way or a silly, you know, lustful way like the gods of the Greeks, the malicious gods of the Greeks who hated mankind, toiled with mankind, played with mankind, as we see in the Iliad of Homer, an ancient video game, you know, Call to Duty, where the different gods, in strife even with one another, use the suffering of humanity, the sins of humanity, the lust, the greed, for the striving for power and dominion, to wound, to kill, to maim in all ways, in war. Some gods choosing this hero, other gods choosing that hero. Blood sport, a game, a malicious game for the gods. Completely, absolutely different from the one true God, who we are told in the letter of John, God is love. The one true God who becomes one like us in all things but sin, and loves us through a human heart. The Council of Nicaea, the Nicene Creed 325, affirms the apostolic faith. It didn't define the apostolic faith. It affirms the apostolic faith that God is a Holy Trinity. three persons, as again we learned in the Baltimore Catechism from the good sisters who consecrated their lives, sacrificed their lives out of love in imitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary to be spiritual mothers, teaching faith, hope, and charity by their day-to-day example, their relationship with children not their own. Children, poor children, underprivileged children, whatever, but giving them the greatest riches, the greatest gift that they could possibly receive, and that is the gift of faith in Jesus Christ. Again, not simply the Baltimore Catechism, but showing them the realization of all the truths taught to children in the Baltimore Catechism, in their love, their dedication, their consecration as spiritual mothers in the image and likeness of Mary, the Mother of God, and her own Immaculate Heart, loving with total devotion the Immaculate Heart, the Sacred Heart, most Sacred Heart of her Son, Jesus Christ. So we, again, in celebrating this feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, are simply overwhelmed with how God has provided in His love. Again, not a Hollywood love or a lustful love, any of that. So evil, disordered. I remember seeing this movie once. I think, I forget, it was called The Half Mile or something like that. And it was about a large black man who was delayed, retarded, who accidentally kills a girl. A little girl that was he was playing with accidentally killed her, and it being the South, he was condemned. It could have happened here. Obviously, it has happened here in Texas, the capital punishment capital of the world, if not the universe. But could have it happened in the South, and so he was of course tried. Convicted, even though he was retarded, and sentenced to death, sentenced to die. But there was one statement in that movie: into satanic evil, the nature of the New World Order, Satan in his maliciousness that reflects so much the maliciousness of the gods of Greece, the Olympic gods, and then the Roman gods. His statement, the statement was, he kills them by their love. He kills them by their love. So, and it's not just killing, it's he murders them by their love, and he, Satan, has them murdering each other by their love. Disordered loves. You know, we all, born in the image and likeness of God, have the ability to love like God. With His grace, why else would Jesus command us, love one another as I have loved you? If this was not possible in God, all things are possible, that God has condescended to become one of us in all things but sin, which we celebrated at Christmas, the incarnation, and love us with a human heart in response it's written in this Eucharist, this covenant. In response, we are to love God with our human hearts, made holy by His supernatural grace, and love one another in our love for God, which ends in eternal life, which ends in the communion of saints. It is the new law that was instituted in the sacrifice of the Mass at that Last Supper with Jesus and His apostles. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is the source of this love that fulfills the law in us. When we receive this grace, the graces of all the sacraments, but the grace of this Holy Eucharist, which is the heart, is the most sacred heart of Jesus. We receive His heart. There's an exchange of hearts. And through the grace of God, glorified by having the Sacred Heart of Jesus beating in our own breasts, we can fulfill new covenant, this one commandment of the Beatitudes: love one another as I have loved you. This is the polar opposite of Satan's New World Order, a culture not of life, but a culture of murder. Satan's commandment is murder one another as I have murdered you through your disordered and sinful loves, like greed, avarice, lust, standing down, sloth, not doing one's duty in the church and in politics and the military, all of these sins. Murder one another as I have murdered you through your sinful, disordered love, or you do not love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and body, and your neighbor as yourself. Again, the fulfillment of the law of God on all levels, but you, in vain, narcissistic way, you love yourself. This leads to damnation. Jesus says, and I will bestow on you eternal life forever in the communion of saints. Satan lies, but and you shall receive damnation. So let us pray. Through the great grace of God, this all-powerful, omniscient, omnipresent love of God, the gift of His merciful love, the way we most need to be loved as fallen, wounded, sinful, lustful, greedy humans, humanity, will fill us, will renew us, will bind us up, heal us spiritually through our sharing in this, the Eucharist, the most sacred heart of Jesus, the heart of His mystical body, the Church, through the Incarnation, an exchange of hearts. Isn't any loving relationship between husband and wife, between mother and children, father and children, isn't it an exchange of hearts? St. Catherine of Siena talks about mystical marriage and exchange of hearts with her great love, Jesus. So let us now continue with this exchange of hearts, the Eucharist, always thankful, unbelievably joyful and thankful that God has provided his providence through the most sacred heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This Mass is offered in reparation for all sins committed against this wondrous grace of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, His Mother. We pray constantly that the Pope, Pope Francis, the Vicar of Christ, the successor of Peter, may obediently and immediately consecrate Russia by name to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, in union with all the bishops of the world, the Mandate of Heaven, Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima.
Dominus vobiscum, ad cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
Father of mercy, in your great love for us, you have given us your only Son. May he take us up into his own perfect sacrifice, that we may offer you fitting worship.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. In properium expectavit cor me. fuit consolatem meque sibit et non in veni.
Quid retribuant Domino pro omnibus, quaed retribuit mihi? Calicem salutaris accipiam, et nomen Domini invocabo. Suscipe sanctae Trinitas hunc oblationem, quam tibi offero in memoriam passionis Domini nostri Jesu Christi. Et presta, ut in conspecto tuo tibi placens ascendat, et meum, et omnium fidelium salutem apparetur eternam. Lavabo inter intercentes manus meus, et circumdabo altare tuum, Domine, ut audiam vocem laudis, et anarum universa mirabilia tua, Domine dalexi, decorum domus tuae et locum abutationis gloriae tuae. In humilitatis et in animo contrito, suscipiamur Domine a te, et sic fiat sacrificium nostrum, ad te suscipiator odie, et placiet tibi, Dominus Deus.
Orate, fratres,
ut meam, ac vestrum, pariter in conspectu Domini, sit acceptum sacrificium. Domine, exaudi orationem meam, et clamor meus a te veniat.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, ad cum spiritu tuo, sursum corda, habemus ad dominum. Gratias agamus, Domino Deo nostro, dignum et justum est. Vere dignum et justum est, ecum et salutare, nos tibi semper et ubique, gratias agere. Domine sancte pater, omnipotens aeterne Deus, per Christum Dominum nostrum, qui mira caritate, exultatus in cruce, pro nobis tradidit semit ipsum, atque de transfixu latere sanguinem fundit et aquam, ex quo manerent ecclesiae sacramenta, ut omnes ad cor apertum salvatoris attracti, hugiter harirent et fontibus salutis in gaudio. Et ideo cum sanctis et angelis universis te calaudamus sine fine dicentes. Sanctus, sanctus, sanctus Dominus Deus habet, plenissimum caeli et terra, gloria tua. Hosanna in excelsis, benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini. Hosanna in excelsis.
Te igitur, clementissimi Pater, per Iesum Christum, Filium Tuum, Dominum Nostrum. Supplices rogamus ac petimus, ut te accepta abeas et benedicas. Hec dona, hec munera, hec sancta sacrificia illibada, in primus quae tibi offerimus pro ecclesia tui sancta catholica. Quam pacificare, custodire, adunare, et regere digneres, tolo orbe terrarum, una cum familio, tuo Papa nostro Franciscus, et antistite nostro, gidre et omnibus orthodoxis, atque catholicae et apostolicae fidei culturibus. Memento Domine familiarum, familiarum quae tuorum, Martha et omnium circumstantium, quorum tibi fides cogita est et nota devotio, pro quibus tibi offerimus, fer qui tibi offerant hoc sacrificium laudes pro se, suisque omnibus pro redemptionem animorum suorum, pro spes salutis et incolmitatis sue, tibi quae redunt vota sua eterno Deo, vivo et vero. Communicantes et memoriam venerantes in primus gloriose, semper Virginis Maria, genitrices Dei et Domini nostri Jesu Christe. Sed et beatorum apostolorum ac martyrum tuorum, Petri et Pali, Andrea, Jacobi Ioannes Tome, Jacobi Philippi, Bartolome, Marte, Simonis et Thaddeus, Lini Cliti Clementis Christi Cornelius Cipriani, Laurentii Crossagini Ioannis et Pali, Cosmi et Damiani, et omnium sanctorum tuorum quorum meritis pregibusque concedas, et in omnibus protectionis tuae muniarmor exilio, per eundum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Hanc igiter oblationem servitutes nostre, sed cuncta familiae tuae, quesamus Domine, ut placatus accipias diesque nostros in tui pace disponas, atque ab aeterna damnatione nos aripe, et in electorum tuorum ubes grege numerare, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Quam oblationem tu Deus in omnibus quesumus, benedictam, adscritam, ratam, ratiabilium, acceptabilium quae facere digneris ut nobis, corpus et sanguis, fiat delectissimi filii tui Domini nostri, Jesu Christe. Qui pride quam pateretur accepit panem in sanctas hoc venerabilias manus suis, et elevatus oculis in celum a te Deum Patrum suum omnipotentem, tibi gratias agens, benedixit, fregit dedique discipulus suis dicens, accipite et manducate ex hoc omnes. Hoc est enim corpus meum. Simili modo postquam chonatum est, accipiens et hunc preclarum calicam in sanctus hoc venerabilias manus suis, item tibi gratias agens. Benedixit, dedique discipulus suis, dicens, accipite et bibite ex hoc omnes. Hic est enim calis sanguinis mei, novi et eterni testamenti, mysterium fidei, qui provovus et promotus infundetur in remissionem peccatorum. Hic quoties cumque faceritis, in me memoriam facietis. Unde memores Domine, nos servi tui, sere plebs tui sancta eustem Christi filii tui Domini nostre, tam beate passionis, nec non ab inferas resurrectionis, sed et in celos gloriosae ascensionis, offerimus pleclara majestatis tui, de tuis donus hoc datus. Ostiam puram, ostiam sanctam, ostiam immaculatum, panem sanctum vitae aeternae, et calicem salutis perpetuae. Supraque propitio hoc sereno voto respicere digneris, et accepta avere, secute accepta avere dignatus es, munera pure tui juste Abel, et sacrificium patriarche nostre abre, et quad tibi obtilit sumus sacerdos tuis Melchisedec, sanctum sacrificium immaculatum ostium. Supplices te rogamus, omnipotens Deus, hec ube profire per manus sancti angeli tui in sublimi altare tuum, in conspecto divini majestatis tue, ut quoquot ex hoc authoris participationi, sancro sanctum filium tuum, corpus et sanguinem subseminus omni benedictione celesti et gratia repliamur per eum dum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Momento esium Domini familiarum familiarumque tuorum, qui nos precesterunt cum signo fidei et dormiunt in somno pacis, Martha, ipsis Domine et omnibus in Christo quiscientibus locum refrigeriri, luces et pacis, et in dogias deprecamur per eum dum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Nobis quoque peccatoribus
familius tuis de multitudine miserationem tuorum sperantibus partem aliquam et societatem denare digneris cum tuis sanctis apostolis et martyribus cum Ioanne, Stefano, Mattea, Barniba, Ignatio, Alexandro, Marcellino, Petro, Felicitate, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucia, Agnite, Cecilia, Anastasia, et omnibus sanctis tuus, intra quorum nos consortium, non est amator meriti, sed venie, quae sumus largitur admite, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Perquem hic omnia Domini super bono creas, sanctificas, vivificas, benedicit et prestas nobis.
Per ipsum et cum ipso et in ipso est tibi Deo Patri omnipotenti in unitate Spiritus Sancti omnis honor et gloria. Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Oremus. Precepti salutaribus moniti, et divina institutioni formati, audemus dicere. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostram quotidianum, da nobis hodie. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos ad malo.
Libra nos, quas sumus Domine, ab omnibus malis praeteribus presentibus et futuris. Et intercedente beata et gloriosa semper Virgine Dei, Genetrices Maria, cum beatis apostolis tuis Petro et Paolo, atque Andrea, et omnibus sanctis, da propitias pacem in Deibus nostris, ut ope misericordiae tui ajute, euntem Dominum nostrum, Iesum Christum, Filium Tuum, qui tecum vivat et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Pax Domini, sit semper vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis, Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, dona nobis pacem.
Haec sancro sancto commixio corporis et sanguinis Domini nostri, Jesu Christi, fiat mihi et omnibus sumentibus, salus mentis et corporis, et ad vitam aeternam pomerandam atque, compensendam preparatio salutaris, per eumdem Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Domini Iesu Christe, Filii Dei vivi, qui ex voluntate Patris cooperante Spiritu Sancto. Per mortem tuam mundum vivificasti, libera me per hoc sancro sanctum corpus et sanguinem tuum ab omnibus iniquitatibus meis et universas malis, et fac me tuis semper inherere mandatis, et a te numquam separare permitas, qui cum eumdem Dominum Patre et Spiritus Sancto vivos et regnas Deus in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Eci Agnus Dei, eci qui tollit peccata mundi. Domine, non sum dignus ut interesse tectum meam, sed tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima mea. Domine, non sum dignus ut interesse tectum meam, sed tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima mea.
Domine, non sum dignus ut intre sub tectum meam, sed tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima meum. Corpus et sanguis Domini nostri Jesu Christi, custodiant me ad vitam aeternum. Amen. Quod ore sum simus Domine puramente capiamus, ut de corpore et sanguine Domini nostri Jesu Christi, fiat nobis remedium sempiternum. Amen.
Unus militum lance alatus eius aperuit, et continuo exhibit sanguis et qua. Dominus proviscum et cum spiritu tuo.
Oremus. Lord, we have received your sacrament of love. By becoming more like Christ on earth, may we share his glory in heaven, where he lives and reigns forever and ever.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. Ite, te, 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 missa est Deo, gratias.
Placet tibi sancti Trinitas. Obsequiam servitutis mei, et presta ut sacrificium, quod oculus tui majestatis indignus optile, tibi sit acceptable mihique, et omnibus pro quibus iriot optile, sit te miserante propitiabile, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et maniat semper. Amen. Dominus vobiscum. Anitium sancti evangelium secundum Ioannem. In principio erat verbum, et verbum erat apud Deum, et Deus erat verbum. Hoc erat in principio apud Deum. Omnia per ipsum facta sunt, et sine ipso factum est nihil. Quod factum est, in ipso vita erat, et vita erat lux hominum, et lux in tenebrae lucet, et tenebrae eum non comprehenderunt, fiat homo missus a Deo, cui nomen erat Ioannes, hic venit in testimonium ut testimonium prehiberat de lumine, ut omnes crederant per irium. Non erat ille lux, sed ut testimonium prehiberat de lumine. Erat lux vera, quae illuminat omnim hominem vinientem in hunc mundum, in mundo erat, et mundos per ipsum factus est, et mundos eum non cognivit, in propria venit, et sui eum non receperunt. Quod quod autem receperunt eum, dedit eis potestatem filius Dei fiere, is, qui credant in nomini eius, qui non ex sanguinibus, neque ex voluntate carnis, neque ex voluntate vire, sed ex Deo nati sunt. Et verbum caro factum est, et habitavit in nobis, et vidimus gloriam eos, gloriam quasi unigenitia Patre, plenum gratia et veritatis. Deo gratias. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et at hora mortis nostri. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et at hora mortis nostri. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostri. Amen.
Salve, Regina, Mater misericordiae, vita, docebo, et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exsules filii ebe. A te suspiramus, jamentes et plent.